part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We got to go. The pleasure of promise to draw us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, so here we are. One of us. We're actually originating the show in three places tonight. One of us is in Dallas, Texas. One of us is in Miami, Florida. And one of us, there's only two of us, but the rest of us are in New York City. So, I'm Kevin McCullough, even though I sound like Kermit the Frog. And that guy over there, he's Stephen Baldwin. Hey, Stevie B.
You're sounding a little froggy, KMC. Yeah. Ah, welcome to the Muppet Show. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Show.
No, it's one of those midsummer allergy attacks, I guess. I don't know.
It's the worst.
It started in the back of the throat 2 days ago, you know, that little drip. And it's like, you think, oh, that's nothing. And then it's drip, drip, drip. And you feel like you're going insane. And 4 days later, I sound like this. When it starts like that, a couple of days ago, it sounds like this a couple of days later. And I feel fine. You know, my energy level's high. I had a full day today. Was with our friend Danny Johnson at her First Steps to Success conference here in Dallas. Record attendance, 1,200 and something people near the hotel. But my voice just simply sounds like James Earl Jones, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm not going to fight it the rest of the night.
Interesting.
I will just be interesting.
All right, well, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's going to be an interesting show, I think.
So why are you in Miami? If I'm in Dallas, why are you in Miami?
Our number, 888-340-3373. Is that right? 888? No.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, see, why do I do that?
I don't know.
888-340-3373 is the number to call in just to have fun with me and KMC. I'm in Miami, here with young daughter Haley.
Which, so, since you brought that up, how come you haven't killed five or six paparazzi so far?
Okay. Because I'm Stephen Baldwin. But anyway. you know, we had a weird day today. Because Haley has, you know, in her own existence, has participated in a couple of realities that I guess are causing her to get some attention, and that's all sweet and cute and all that. But now she's, you know, she's been going to the beach down in Miami, and she's got paparazzi chasing her, which, you know, I really don't understand it. So in order to evade that today, I went over to this fantastic establishment called the Soho House. In Miami, it's called Soho Beach House. And it's a lovely private members club and a hotel, and it's just fantastic. And I actually was involved with going to the grand opening of Soho House in London over 20 years ago or something. So I get over there, and Brad Taylor, yours and my best friend, Kevin.
Love Brad. Brad's a cool guy.
Tells me, go to Soho House because they have a private beach. So I go to this place, and I go to the private beach.
Well, and can I just explain why it might be advantageous for you as a dad to take your daughter to a private beach? Because the paparazzi, every time she has walked down the beach in her bikini for the last 2 weeks, they have published in newspapers from London to Los Angeles these, like, high-res pictures of your daughter, very sexual. And that, if it was me, I would be breaking skulls. Yeah. But I don't have any daughters. Maybe that's why God didn't give me any.
Right.
But so that's why you were looking for it. So they could leave your daughter, who's a minor, they could just leave her alone for a little bit.
Yeah. And it's really quite funny because we're down on the beach, and I say to her, and it's, you know, it's all you know, in proximity to the club, and you know, if I walk from the beach back to the club or whatever, it's maybe 50 yards, and I say to Haley, hey, I'm going to go run back in and charge my iPhone, and I'm walking back in, and she calls me, and she says, paparazzi is all around me taking my picture right now. So I said, what do you? I said, it's a private beach. I said, it's why we're here. It couldn't be possible. We come to find out, it's still a public beach. And I had to go back out, and the photos of she and I will probably be on, you know, the internet.
Well, now you can crack Brad Taylor's skull.
With
the paparazzi, because he misled you. He told you it was a private beach, not a private beach.
Certainly, he made a boo boo. No question.
Boo boo. Brad boo boo.
The lovely folks at Soho House in South Beach were terrific and very accommodating, and I'm very grateful to them for their trying to help.
So that's why Steven's in Miami, to keep the drooling hordes off of his daughter. And he's showing remarkable control. I have to give him credit. Because, like I said, I would just pull out my .38 and just start blowing people away.
It is what it is, Kevin.
Leave my daughter alone if you want to live. That's the bottom line.
I could start Twittering. You know, I mean, I've been having fun with the Twittering, and you know, I could, you know, start expressing whatever disapproval. But really,
this is the difference in Baldwin and I. I say I'm going to blow someone away. He says he'll Twitter.
Yeah, I'll blow him away with my Twitter. But now, Kevo, you're in an unusually interesting and unique living arrangement.
Well, I am. Yeah, that's why some people may be thinking, Kevin, you sound a little extra grumpy tonight. Well, maybe I am. Because last night, after a long flight from New York to Dallas, I got in, got to the hotel, got to the desk.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mr. McCullough. Welcome. Is Mr. Baldwin joining you this weekend? No, he's in Miami. He's got family stuff going on. He can't make it. Okay. Well, Mr. McCullough, wait, I'll be right back. And then she leaves her post. So I'm standing there sweating because it was hot as Moses down here yesterday.
And
I got a river of sweat coming from my chin down to my navel, you know, so my nice silk shirt is all, you know, like sticking to me.
Ew.
So I'm going, all I want is a shower and a bed. Can you just point me in a direction? So she comes back. Mr. McCullough, I don't know how to tell you this, but we had you and Mr. Baldwin arriving on Thursday, not Friday. So when you didn't show, we gave your room away.
Oh, no.
But we can put you in the Omni Hotel, which is only 5.5 blocks away in Texas. A block is like, I don't know, 15 miles or something.
Yeah.
So I said, that's really not going to work because I'm here to help Danny Johnson with the conference who booked 1,200 hotel rooms with you. And she said, oh, well, just a minute. So she leaves again. So I'm standing there. And, you know, I'm coughing and hacking and blowing the nose and all this stuff, you know, just the miserable wretch that I was. And so she comes back and she goes, well, I think we solved your problem. We're going to put you in the penthouse. And I'm like, whoa, okay, that's an upgrade. I'll live with that. Well, what it turned out to be was not really the penthouse, because the penthouse would be on the 28th floor. I'm on the 26th floor. But there are, in this particular suite, there is a parlor that has like a big living room area with, 18 chairs and a couch. And then another area that has like a table and another like chaise lounge and like two other chairs. And then there's an office area. And then there's on one end a king size bed on one side. And then on the other end, there's a queen size bedroom on both sides. Funny thing is, I don't get either of the bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
I just get the parlor. So the bedrooms are locked, and I heard someone in one of them last night. They came in at like 2 in the morning. So I'm like, okay, there's not a bed in here. So, oh, no worries, Mr. McCullough. We're bringing you up a bed. I'm like, okay, great. So I leave, take a shower, go get dinner, come back. It's literally like, I just made baby James's bed from the crib to the big boy bed, you know, where you took off one side of the crib, you lowered the mattress down so that it's like 6 inches off the ground. I have a big boy bed on a dolly. That's what I'm sleeping on. I'm sleeping on a dolly with wheels. There's literally wheels sticking out of my head at the end of the big boy bed on the dolly.
Yeah. Like a little bit like a, maybe like a, your rendition of Will Ferrell and Elf or something like that.
Actually, now that you say that, I thought last night when I was laying, I was just so tired. I was like, okay, I'm just going to lay here. And this morning at about 4 in the morning, I woke up. I'm like, wait a minute, why are my legs hanging off this bed? And I'm like, oh, that's because I'm in the big boy bed.
Well, Kevin, if you don't mind, I'd like to first make an observation and then a suggestion.
Go right ahead.
Is that okay? The observation is, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you and your Christ-like humility, because it sounds in the Bible they say, you know, you gotta do your best to be like Jesus.
Hold that thought. You gotta take more time to tell us. Hold that thought. We're coming right back. This is Baldwin McCullough Live at 16 past the hour. Coast to coast, we'll take your calls tonight. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Back in a moment on Baldwin McCullough Live.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Com. Coming to you tonight from New York, Dallas, and Miami.
Yo.
Ivan and Jackie hanging out in New York. Jackie's ready to take your calls at 888-340-3373. Steven's battling the paparazzi with his Twitter feed. That'll show him. He'll tweet something very gnarly if you cross him. So don't make Steven mad.
Yeah, that's
he'll,
it.
He'll tweet at you.
You know,
come after my kiddos. You best be thinking about something else, worrying about something else. Yes, sir.
You know, you ever tweet and it does the noise like when it goes out there, like it does that.
Yeah.
Does the it goes?
Yeah.
Just like a little tweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's your big comeback tool against the paparazzi?
Well, against anyone, dang it.
Invading your daughter's private space.
I'll just create the little tweet noise. And knock some sense into you. That's what I'll do.
And eventually you'll hope that the annoyance of the twit will cause people to leave them alone.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Hey, speaking of brilliant, I don't know if you saw the story this week.
What's
maybe
that?
Maybe those of you listening did see it. 888-340-3373. Okay, so we got the big London Games coming up, right? They start like later this month, like next week or something. There'll be the opening ceremonies. So, bam, 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 bam. And all the people will walk into the big stadium in their, you know, prospective uniforms, and they'll be waving the flags from the different countries, and the Olympics will be underway for 2012. Well, this week it was revealed that some people on Capitol Hill got a wee bit angry, just a wee bit angry, with the U.S. Olympic team uniforms. Now, first of all, they're putting our athletes in these most ill-fashioned berets I've ever seen. They make our guys look like a bunch of fairies walking down the street, and they're all going to be wearing them together. So, of course, the world's going to be laughing at us at that point. But Ralph Lauren designed the things, and they've got these little, ooh, look at my little beret. My little beret. It's off to the side. I'm from America. However it's supposed to be. But what they found out that made lawmakers so mad was that these uniforms were made not in the good old U.S. of A., but in China. Now, Senate Majority Leader Reid suggested take all the uniforms, put them in a big pile, and burn them and start all over again. Harry Reid always thinking practically. So, you know, you got to give Harry a little bit of credit for that. And I'm like, okay, burn them. As long as the beret's at the bottom of the pile, that's you know, make sure we get those burned first. But it was Ralph Lauren that designed the uniforms, but they outsourced it to this Chinese production group. And what is interesting about this, Stephen, is that Ralph Lauren has contributed $7,300 to the Obama campaign and about $35,000 to the Democratic National Committee. So you have Harry Reid, Democrat, in the Senate, livid, angry, ready to breathe fire and brimstone down. I don't know if he was going that far, but anyway, he was pretty mad about the fact that the Olympic team uniforms were made in China. Now, let me ask you, pride of Massapequa.
Yes, sir.
Favorite Baldwin brother of Patriot number one, Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
And the favorite Baldwin son of the lovely Mrs. Baldwin, mother of all the Baldwin boys.
Yes, of course.
Does this make you angry that these uniforms are made in China?
What? I wouldn't say that it makes me angry. I would say it.
Good, because I was afraid you were going to tweet somebody over it.
I'll send that to Ralph Lauren right now.
I wonder if he has a tweet.
Oh, that's, yeah.
We should look up the Twitter name and then give it out to everybody and have everybody listening give Ralph Lauren their opinion of his outsourcing of our uniforms. But they're supposed to be representing Americans.
I'll send over to Ralph Lauren's personal Twitter account. I'll send over, like, real sarcastic stuff like, "So, Ralph, nice uniforms. Did you hear that my sister-in-law will be singing at the opening ceremony? You know, China."
Is she really scheduled?
No.
Oh. That's pretty funny.
That would be funny.
But I wonder if this does, like, and this is obviously a sign of a slow news weekend, but I do wonder if the congressional representatives, and it wasn't just the Democrats that were mad about this, Republicans were too, is it something that we should be mad about? Should our own uniforms representing our country in the only way in which really national unity is ever allowed to be expressed? Because if you express national unity around war or your troops, then you're just some sort of, you know, power-hungry military democracy. Mm-hmm. But even the left and right both say, hey, our Olympic athletes, they represent the country. Is this something that should have been cared for and those uniforms not made in China? And instead, you know, have put some people to work here in the United States. I'm wondering what those of you listening tonight think about this. 888-340-3373. Go ahead.
To answer your question, you know, obviously, you know, and maybe this is one of those things that maybe the political correction or correctness of this doesn't matter to some people. You know, but Ralph Lauren, whatever, he's Ralph Lauren. He's a legend. I love Ralph Lauren. Love Ralph Lauren.
I didn't even know he was an American citizen. I thought he was.
No. Oh no, he's like an American icon. I mean, he's all about America.
Okay.
His product and this and that and, you know.
Well, he's obviously given $42,000 to the Democrats for the election, so he cares a lot about the Democratic Party at least.
But I'd like to just clarify by saying I love Ralph Lauren, and later I'll announce the address to my P.O. box so he can send me all the free stuff he wants. But anyway,
I'll say if he wants to send you free clothes.
But anyway.
You're all down with that.
That's not to say that I agree with the fact that, you know, how does a corporation like that not say to itself, okay, we're going to make these uniforms, da, 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 and if they have factories in China or whatever their arrangement is to create their products, you'd think for the Olympic uniform, somebody go, maybe not this batch in China. Maybe we can do these in Wisconsin, you know, whatever. It is odd.
I'm pretty sure we've got some pretty decent seamstresses right there in New York City, you know, fashion central of the entire universe.
Exactly.
So we couldn't produce our own Olympic uniforms. What do you think about this? Those of you listening right now, 888-340-3373, are the congressional representatives, senators and House of Reps, are they doing the right thing by getting upset about it? 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're live. It's Saturday night. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
.net.
From Dallas, Miami. Stephen, you want to take this? You want to do the return?
Yeah, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number 888-340-3373. And what I was saying before, Kevo, I never really got a chance to finish that with your whole parlor situation, was I'm proud of you. You could have made a big scene there.
In the hotel.
In the hotel. But your humility... Bible calls us to be like Christ. So in your humility, when you realized, like Jesus, that there wasn't too much room at the inn, so to speak, and they had to put you in the parlor. Now, next time, Kevo, what you do is this. You just...
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what you do is when, you know, because obviously they put you in the parlor because I wasn't with you. So next time, just say...
Why do you think I've been so cranky since you got on the line tonight?
Next time just say, oh, no, he's just, they lost a piece of his luggage at the airport, and he'll be here in 30 minutes. And then they'll give you the suite, buddy.
I don't know. They had no spots available. It was literally no room in the inn. So
now you're... Go ahead.
I was lucky to have what I have.
Well, I think it's a blessing, no matter what happens.
And I think the air conditioner just turned off. I think I'm now without air conditioning. And it was 89 at Showtime.
Now you're in bigger trouble because in searching on my iPhone for the Twitter bird chirp.
Oh no!
I found this whole other thing. Here you go. I found this whole other website, and it's
we've just reverted to third grade. This is awesome.
It's fantastic.
We're gonna be excommunicated from the Heavy 100 this next year. Yeah, we voted to put them in the Heavy 100 one year as a radio show, and Steven started playing bird sounds on the show.
Okay, that's enough. I'm assuming whenever I do these shenanigans, Kevin, you give me like a little bit of rope, and then you just come back on and go, Steven, I'll kill you. So I'll stop with the bird noises. Sorry.
Interesting. So the topic that we opened up with is these Olympic uniforms. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Some of the lawmakers in Congress angry this last week when they found out that they had been made in China. But then Harry Reid, who was the main one leading the charge on this, says that, you know, they should all be burned and start over again. But turns out Ralph Lauren is the guy that created them and designed them. They probably outsourced them to China to, you know, get them made more cheaply. And to now come under scrutiny of this. And given the fact that last week, Stephen, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama were going back and forth at each other about who was outsourcing more jobs in their career. Oh, you outsourced more. No, you did. Well, I did it with private money, but you did it with public money. Let me be clear. So, you know, that was all the top headline of the news last week. And now we find out that the very clothes that our Olympians will march into the stadium in London with will all have been made by tiny little Chinese hands working in factories round the clock, child labor.
But you pose a very interesting question, and perhaps Jackie can answer this. If they did farm it out to China for to be more cost effective, how many uniforms do you think they had to make? How many contestants are there? How many athletes compete on behalf of the United States in these Olympic Games? Do we know that number?
It's got to be a couple of hundred, I think.
Yeah, so, if that's true, then you'd think that maybe the cost-effectiveness of it wasn't such a big deal. I'm willing to bet you, like, somebody just probably overlooked this.
How do you overlook geopolitical issues when you're talking about unemployment at 14.4% in the black community, 8.2% overall, and you're sending your Olympians to march in London in Chinese handmade uniforms?
I don't know.
I would love to hear someone's perspective on this tonight. 888-340-3373. Is it a big deal? Should it have been sheriffed a little bit better? What do you think should be done now as a result of it? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Phone lines are wide open. Three phone lines await your calls. 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. He's in Miami. I'm in Dallas. The crew's in New York. We're all here just for you. Stay with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to thebingethinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Of Extreme Media.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough here. The number 888-340-3373. And Kevo, you're sounding better.
I don't know about that. I've eaten about a half a pack of Halls since we started.
Okay.
So going one at a time. So yeah, the question that I really want to know from people that are listening tonight, and there's three phone lines open, is does this offend you? Should this have been something that someone paid closer attention to, given the fact that unemployment is what it is at, given the fact that there is so much controversy right now about the economy and sending jobs overseas, do you want Harry Reid's solution? Do you want them to put all of the uniforms in a big pile and burn them and have them made by Americans? Or is this a sign of the new age that we live in? We're just living in a global world. If the Chinese manufacturers could get them done more quickly, maybe more precisely, and on time and under budget, maybe it's the right economic thing to have them made the way they were. But I'm curious as to how it strikes you listening tonight. 888-340-3373. I don't care, honestly, if Ralph Lauren gave money to the Democratic Party or not. To me, he's a magnificent designer. And so there's all kinds of things that he's done. For instance, Wimbledon was just held over July 4th week, Stephen. And it's well known that the Wimbledon Tennis Club has Ralph Lauren design all of the ball boys and ball girls uniforms, all of the line judges. Mm-hmm. He does all of that stuff. And it makes a lot of sense that someone with that kind of tradition would be asked to do the American uniforms. But it made Harry Reid mad. It made some Republicans mad. Should they start over again, or should we just say this is just what the, the signs of the times that we live in? Let's go to line one. Alex is listening in Nashville, Tennessee. Alex, thanks for your listening. How are you listening to us tonight? Are you listening online?
Well, actually, I was listening from my car, Kevin.
Okay, but you're getting a station in Nashville that gets us. I'm not familiar with any affiliate of ours in that area, so that's kind of interesting.
It's not.
Okay.
Well, then,
anyway, can we get this in?
Sure, go ahead, brother.
Well, I just don't see how this is a major American issue. You know, there are so many things going on right now. Why is it that it needs to be said on the radio about these uniforms being made in China? How is that the talking point?
Well, it's we're just doing our job, brother.
We're just asking people's opinions, Alex. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I think that this is not a major issue, and I think it's crazy that lawmakers are debating this.
Well, okay, there you go. So then your point is that you that guys like Harry Reid are paying attention to it, then, you know, that's it just seems silly to you.
Yeah, it's a disservice to the American people to distract them with issues like this when there are real problems in this country.
Well,
we're arguing about this couple thousand dollars here and there.
Amen to that. And to be fair, I didn't read any of the reports that said that Harry Reid was planning on introducing legislation to do anything about it. But, see, this is one of those things, and I don't know, Alex, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. I don't know if you remember, you were probably too young, back in the 80s when the gas lines were long and American manufacturing jobs were really being put under the gun. But there was a lot, there was, like, if you didn't buy an American-made car, people would key the paint on your car in the parking lot when you went in to buy groceries in many places in America. This was the thing because they saw these foreign products coming in as rubbing out American jobs. Well, I agree with you, it's a symbolic thing. It's not a substantive issue. This is a very small thing. 200 uniforms, big deal. Anybody could have done it. But it's symbolically, you've got all these people out of work, and you've got both sides talking about how we're going to create more jobs here, and then we don't even get our own uniforms from people that are in the United States.
Okay.
What were you saying?
What I said about,
no, go ahead.
You know what the net loss was? Apparently, people are saying that we could have made here.
No, I don't even know what the financial spread was.
Right. And it's the same thing you were saying earlier on your program about Mitt Romney and Obama accusing each other of outsourcing jobs back and forth. I just think they're trying to distract people from the real issues.
So what do you think the real issue is right now, Alex?
The real issue is Obama's birth certificate. Where is that?
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, we got strung along on that one.
No wonder. He probably wasn't even from Nashville, the silly goose. You got us, Alex.
The birth certificate.
Hey, you know what, Alex? I want to make a suggestion to you, Alex. I want you to go right away to, I don't know, whatever internet site you can download Biodome from, because it sounds like you guys are a bunch of silly Biodome heads.
I did find someone today that said that they had watched Biodome 34 times back to back.
Don't say who it is, because they're credible people.
No, I'm not going to say who it is because
I
love them too much as people. But I nearly dropped dead from shock when they told me this. But when they were teenagers, they sat and watched Biodome in one sitting 34 times on their
That's
uncle's.
2 days!
No. Hold on. On their uncle's pay-per-view service on cable. So I don't know how much it cost back then, $5-6 to watch the movie.
I was wondering what that big spike in my residual payment was.
Yeah, right there in the middle of 1992, all of a sudden the big check came from
The kids had a good Christmas that year.
They did say it's not one of our prouder moments. And I said, good, I won't tell your mom or dad about it. 888-340-3373. Is getting our Olympic uniforms made by people outside the country, is it a bruise against the American ego, our pride, our symbolism, or the issues that we are facing in terms of outsourcing jobs right now? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. When we come back, we'll talk to Matt and Reno and a couple of others of your calls when we continue. He's Stephen Baldwin, live from Miami tonight at the, well, you're not at the Soho House.
I'm not,
it didn't pan out.
It did, but we still love the Soho House folks.
So he said, stay with us.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Project.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live coming to you from multiple locations tonight, thanks to the genius that is modern technology and the modern technological brain that exists inside of Ivan Quiñones' head. In fact, there's so much knowledge in that brain. It's like he's one of those aliens from what was that comedy film that came out with the aliens that had the huge heads? Anyway, that's how smart Ivan is. So he's got Baldwin in Miami. He's got me in Dallas. They're in New York. And we're talking with you about the news of the week. the outsourcing issue had been kind of a well, back and forth. President Obama accused Mitt Romney of sending jobs overseas when he was head of Bain Capital. He said, I did not send jobs directly overseas with Bain Capital. We opened some international offices, and yes, some resources were spent, but that was all private monies that belonged to private corporations. And to be honest with you, corporations should be able to spend the money any way they want to. They earned it. It's theirs to spend. He then turned around and said to President Obama, but look at what you did. You took our stimulus dollars, and Stephen, he did. He took millions of our stimulus dollars, in which he told us he was going to reduce our unemployment rate and bring it down from, you know, whatever it was, down to below 8%. And instead of seeing that occur, some of our stimulus dollars were spent going to solar panel companies in Mexico and other countries on energy development and other development of green energy and other things that he felt were important for his agenda, but did not create American jobs. So this outsourcing of work really was a rather large issue this last week. And kind of the cherry on the sundae was, oh, yeah, and by the way, our uniforms are made in China for the upcoming Olympics. 888-340-3373. Matt, listening to KKFT in Reno, Nevada. Matt, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hey, good afternoon. Regarding the uniforms for the Olympics, it's a small issue. They're making a mountain out of a molehill, and Harry Reid's a moron. He would probably start that fire out here in the middle of the desert right now, where he'd start the 10,000-acre.
Okay, Matt, that's all well and good. You hate Harry Reid. I get it. But what about the issue? It doesn't bother you at all that uniforms are coming from somewhere else.
You know what? The Olympics are an international event.
But our team represents our nation.
Yeah, well, you know what, Kevin, I listen to you a lot, and I know you like to really push your point, and I understand your point, but I'm not buying it.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. So it doesn't matter to you at all. It doesn't bother you at all.
And, you know, in this economy, I don't like shopping at Walmart either, but you know what, I do it because I have to.
That's a different issue, Matt, and you know it is.
They're probably made in China. Some of it's good and some of it's crap.
Most of it is made in China. Thanks for the call, Matt. Good points, and you know that's a different issue. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.